like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatimin nabiyyin, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 50 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, I shall shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to the viewers of Madini channel to this beautiful series, Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which we've been discussing or we have discussed the power of intention and how can one be obedient to his parents, harms of disobedience to parents, and how can one show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can one be patient, what's the reasons of the tests and trials that come upon us. Allah is testing us, Allah wants to see if we can bear what He gives us, if we can remain patient and remain grateful to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us and does for us. And alhamdulillah, we've learned about jealousy, the harms of jealousy, and how can one remove the jealousy, etc. And inshallah, for those people who want to review those episodes, inshallah, it is Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle. You can find it on Facebook and YouTube, inshallah. And keep on watching Madini channel. And like this, we have brought to you a wonderful topic today as well. Islamic character in public places. Allahu Akbar. A beautiful topic and an important topic as well. I mentioned this earlier that all the previous episodes were important because we've been gaining the key to an Islamic lifestyle. Alhamdulillah, this is another topic which we will be gaining the key to an Islamic lifestyle. And that is Islamic character in public places. Islam is not limited to acts of worship such as salah, fasting, or reciting the Quran. Islam also teaches us how to behave with people. A Muslim's character should be visible in his dealings, in his speech, in his conduct, in and behavior in public. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam emphasized the importance of good character. He says, indeed the most beloved among you to me and the nearest to sit with me on the day of judgment is the best of you in character. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. The Hadith Sharif is showing us that good character brings closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So, a person must understand that does he want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment? If he wants to, then he must adopt good character. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the closest to him on the day of judgment, or the most beloved among you to me and the nearest to sit with me on the day of judgment, is the best of you in character. We need to look at ourselves, how our character is. Do we have good character? Do we have bad character? Is it a mixture of both? And how do we portray ourselves to people? One of the most important aspects of Islamic character in public places is controlling the gaze and protecting modesty. Allah Azza wa Jal commands, He says, command the Muslim men to lower their gaze and protect their concealed parts. This is purer for them. Allah is aware of their deeds. Almighty Allah says in the glorious Quran, the translation, Allah knows the secret, that is the immoral glance and all what is hidden in the hearts. So this verse, it reminds us that even a hidden place that no one notices is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, a believer controls his gaze. Not because people are watching, but because Allah Azza wa Jal sees everything. Allah is Alim, Allah is Khabir, Allah is Sami'. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees everything. And one of the greatest things that is in good character in public, Islamic character, is to lower one's gaze and not look towards haram. Lower one's gaze. Protect the concealed parts. That is good character, Islamic character in public. Islam also teaches modesty in clothing and appearance when we go out in public. Almighty Allah says, translation from Kanzul Iman, O descendants of Adam, alayhi salam, undoubtedly we have sent down to you a garment that may conceal your parts of shame, and another for your adornment, the garment of piety, faith and good character. That is the best. This is among the signs of Allah that they may accept advice. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful Ayat-e-Kareema. Ayat-e-Kareema, which is teaching about the clothing, it has two purposes. It is covering the body and adornment. But the most important garment is the garment of piety. Islam also teaches honesty and integrity with dealing with people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the truthful, trustworthy merchant is with the prophets and the martyrs. Subhanallah. This is showing us that how honesty in business and dealings is a great act of worship. So far we've covered up regarding modesty in appearance, and we've discussed about lowering the gaze and everything, like how can one actually adopt the true Islamic character in public. Is any person, any haram that is happening in front of him, and he knows that if he look towards there, he will get inclined towards it, etc. And he should not look towards the haram. Must lower his gaze. That is a non-mahram, a woman walking by, one should close his eyes, because it is something that is haram to look at. One should cover himself, he's cover his eyes. Conceal, to protect his concealed parts. And when it comes to adornment, one should wear clothes that do not portray immodesty. Wear clothes that cover your sitr. Wear clothes that show that you are from an Islamic background. And when it comes to honesty in dealings, one should always be honest. Don't deceive people. Don't take forcefully the wealth that is not supposed to be yours. Where some people deceive others so that they can get as much money as they can out of them. Allahu Akbar. So in Islam, one should realize and adopt good character in public as well. And like this, he is going to be able to follow the teachings of Allah and the beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A person is commonly termed to have good character if he smiles and meets people warmly. Although this is part of good character, it also includes good social conduct, benefiting others, saving them from harm, etc. There are many who smile and greet with enthusiasm, but at the same time they harm others. So if something opposes their temperament, they fly into rage. For example, someone greeted you cordially and presented you a plate of biryani. At this point, you say something he did not like, causing him to throw the plate in your face. So we will not term this as good manners, but bad behavior instead. You will even find some business people who seem to exhibit good character. They smile and cautiously present tea and cold drinks to customers, welcoming them. Yet if they do not make a sale, or when a price is suggested which does not appeal to their disposition, they become hot-tempered. Such people are not good character either. In fact, they are driven by benefit. Their good manners are not to please Allah Almighty, but to entrap a customer. Allahu Akbar. One will be rewarded for smiling and greeting others warmly when these actions are done to please Almighty Allah. Said actions must be free from personal benefit, such as gaining a sale, wanting people to be impressed by oneself, or seeking praise, etc. Our beloved master, Nabi Pak Sahib-e-Laulak, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, possesses the finest character in this world and the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah sent me to complete noble character and perfect beautiful action. When the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was asked about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she replied, the character of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the Quran. Subhanallah. Every teaching that came in the Quran, every good thing that came in the Quran, Quran is the best of all books, but every good character that was mentioned, every good habit that was mentioned, every good thing that a person does was mentioned, was found in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When it came to performing salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best at performing salah. When it came to showing good character, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has had the best character. When it came to giving charity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the most charity. Every single thing that praises someone is found in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the following merits of good character. He says, indeed by his beautiful character, the believer attains the station of he who fasts in the day and stands in prayer at night. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is the best thing a Muslim is given? He replied, good character. How important is good character, my dear brothers and sisters, viewers of Madhi channel? Good character changes a person to become the best version of himself. Nabi ﷺ said, there is nothing heavier in the scale of deeds than good character. Subhanallah. So imagine those people who don't have any good character. They won't have a strong scale at all. Their scale will be weak. Their good deeds will be zero. But those people who have good character, their scale is going to be heavier on the good side. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to make dua as such. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek refuge in you from hating people, hypocrisy and evil character. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked, what most admits people to paradise? Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being questioned that what are those things that will take you to Jannah? What is the thing that mostly will take people to Jannah? He explained, fear of Allah and good manners. One should adopt piety. One should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should portray good manners. One should show people that I am a good person. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to please the people. Now, we will just look at a few examples of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's character. And this is to teach everyone that how important good character is, how great good character is, what are the things that we can learn from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to adopt in ourselves, or that we can adopt that type of character so that we can be Islamically perfect character-wise. We should note the following points regarding the fine character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would shun argumentation, arrogance, and frivolous speech. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would warmly welcome those who came to him. He would not say or do anything that would cause a repulsion. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gentle, compassionate, and kind. When he would go somewhere, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit down wherever space was available. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And nowadays what people do is, as soon as they see someone is sitting in a good place, we tell them to move them. We start arguing, we start fighting, we start hitting, we start causing trouble. We make them stand up and sit on their places. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go somewhere, he would sit down wherever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find space. Whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shake hands, he would not be the first to withdraw them. Subhanallah. When I read this, this was so beautiful that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would shake hands with someone, for example, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never pull away his hand first. He would never withdraw his hand first. It was always the person who he shook his hands with, that person would withdraw his hands, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also then withdraw his hands. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never respond to evil with evil. Instead, he would pardon people, subhanallah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would forgive people. Whenever any person tried to cause harm to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would always forgive them, subhanallah. This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in public. And today's topic is Islamic character in public. And the best role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The character that we can gain from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to adopt the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show affection towards children and be very merciful to them. Nowadays, when children are running across and maybe sometimes hit us by mistake or hurt us or touch us, we immediately shun them and we hit them, we push them away, we shout them Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show affection towards the children and be very merciful to them. He never scolded nor embarrassed any child. He always was merciful sallallahu alaihi wasallam to these youngsters, to the children. He always done things that would never embarrass them. He never scolded them. He always loved children, subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek to lighten people's burdens, resolve their problems, and provide them ease and comfort. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take care of widows and orphans and inquire about the ill. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see the skin color, the age, the height, the tribe. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take care of every person. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not see whether it's a widow, it's an orphan, or it's someone poor, someone rich, or whoever. Ill or not, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always take care of everyone, subhanallah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show respect to the poor and love them. Nowadays it's very difficult in this age and time that we honor and respect poor people. We always consider and belittle them. We always consider that they are weaker and more poorer than us. They are nobody in front of us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show respect to the poor and love them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat neighbors well. And we, whenever it comes to neighbors, we don't even give them food. We don't even visit them to ask them, how are you? We don't even meet them properly. We don't even smile towards them. Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always treat his neighbors well. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage people upon their good deeds. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not give any preferential treatment based on lineage, tribe, or color. Rather, he said, "O people, your Lord is one and your father is one." Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. "Listen, no Arab has superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab over an Arab, nor a white person over a black person, nor a black person over a white person. However, those who are pious are better than others. Indeed, the most noble of you in the court of Allah Almighty is the most pious of you." Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would encourage people to provide their animals with food and water on time, and would warn people against harming and mistreating them. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would strive to maintain harmony and cordial relationships in society. Now, we in public, how are we at home? If we very good in public, are we good at home as well? If you're good at home, are we good in public? We need to be good in both places. We as human beings need to love one another. We need to accept that we are in a community, we are in a society, we are in public, and we need to show good character. In an era of ignorance when women were not given status, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam protected their rights and raised their honor. In this modern age and era, you will see that many women are being disrespected or belittled, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always honor them, show them respect, and teach the people that they also have rights. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised their honor as well. Subhanallah. The mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The best among you is the one who is the best to his family. I am the best from you to my family. One should obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do good to people. Be good to people. When you eat, feed your wife too. And when you wear clothes, clothe her too. Do not strike, this is prophetic guidelines. Do not strike her on the face. Do not say ill words to her. And if you must separate temporarily, do so in the house. The worst person is the one who troubles his family. When he enters the house, the wife becomes frightened and the children run away. When he leaves the house, the family feels a relief. Allahu Akbar. The most perfect believer is the one whose morals are the best and is the gentlest to his family. Subhanallah. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect model for us. His character was full of mercy, patience, kindness, humility, justice and compassion. If Muslims adopt this character in public life, business, family life and social interactions, society will become peaceful and harmonious. Good character is not only a social virtue. It is a path to paradise and closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. I ask Allah azza wa jal that He enables us to become the best of people or to adopt great character in public. May we really adopt the teachings and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Tied the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Tied the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.